Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Zuk the Mishnah. Hareini Nozer Kishiyia Li Ben. A person says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, please give me a son. If you give me a son, I will thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going to take upon myself the Neder of Nazirus. And guess what happens? Benoil Ben and Baruch Hashem, he had a son, says the Mishnah. Harizen Nozer. Then he becomes a Nozer. And of course, you're all thinking to yourselves, no pshita, what's the chiddush? Okay, the Gemara, of course, will ask that as soon as we start the Gemara. Now, what happens if instead of having a ben, noilu bas, a tumtum, or an androgynous, ain't a nazir? He's not considered to be a nazir. And you say to yourself, no, of course, after all, shili ben, and he didn't have a ben. Again, the Gemara is going to ask pshita, let's wait till we get to the Gemara. What happens if instead of saying, ishili li ben, Im Omar Kishiyya Li Vlad, when I have a child, then I feel a noily bas tumtum androgynous, Harry's a nozer. Then even if he has a bas tumtum androgynous, it's also a nozer. And once again, pshinta, of course, he said a Vlad. Okay, all of this will be addressed in the Gemara momentarily. What happens if instead of having a Vlad, he had Ipila Ishta, his wife, unfortunately, was Mapil. Now, when we talk about Mapil, Mapil has really two definitions to it. Normally we think of a lady that has a miscarriage. Clearly that's a nafil. But you can even have a child that is born full term, but unfortunately passes away shortly thereafter. Within the next 30 days. Exactly. So most of the time we assume that the reason why the baby passed away so quickly within the 30 days was loy kalu loy chadoshim. It wasn't fully
formed
inside and came out prematurely, was still able to live a day, two, three, a week, whatever. But this baby was never a viable baby. If that, in fact, is the case, the child happens to be considered a nafil. And in fact, unfortunately, these things happen from time to time, and nobody even has to sit shiva if the baby died before 30 days. However, sometimes it's koloi chadoshiv. The scientists and the Greiser Doktorim all say, yeah, the baby was a full-term viable baby, but unfortunately it had some other problem. Chas v'shalom, you hear about crib deaths. The baby had an infection, whatever. The baby died prematurely within 30 days. Since we typically don't know, we just assume within 30 days is a nafil. But the point is, the reason why I'm making this akdama, because you'll see in the Gemara it's going to become important, that here in our Mishnah, we don't know what the status of that Vlad is. Either the Vlad was born miscarried by the mommy, or even if the Vlad was a full-term baby that came out at the end of 9 months, but died, unfortunately, within the next couple of weeks, within 30 days, says the Tanakhama, even though the baby came out as a Vlad, and the baby was born, nevertheless, if it was a Sofik, if it's a Nefil, Eino Inozer, according to Tanakhama, or Reb Shimon Oimer, Yoimar, im hoye ben kayom hare ani nozer choyva, dem lav hare ani nozer nedava. Why does Reb Shimon say this? Reb Shimon will see in the Gemara, this relates back to the machlokes we had between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon back on Daf Ches, about the case of the Kri, which had in it, presumably, 100 kar. But let's wait until we get to the Gemara, we'll develop this thought a little bit further. But in the meantime, Reb Shimon says, I am concerned, and I'm choishish that perhaps, in fact, there was a real Vlad. And if that's the case, then the person did become a Nazir. But maybe not. And if it's a Suffolk Naziris, says Reb Shimon, to cover the waterfront, Yoimar, he should go and say about this child that was born, stillborn, this Nefil, Imhoye ben Kayama, if this, in fact, was a real bona fide ben Kayama, Hareini Nazir. Hareini Nazir Choyver. Then the Hareini Nozer, which I made a while ago, right? It's in our Mishnah, Hareini Nozer Kishiyah Li Vlad. So if, in fact, this was a real Vlad, then I happen to be a Nozer because of my earlier statement and undertaking from a year ago, from half a year ago, whatever it was. Yemlav. And if it turns out that this is not a Ben Kayama, so I don't want to be stuck, Hareini Nozer Nedob. And then I take upon myself a Naziris of Nedava. In other words, I'm going to be a Nazir either way, by hook or by crook, either because of the earlier Naziris that he took upon himself, or I take upon myself a brand new Naziris. Only one. In other words, Mamanavshach. If I'm a Nazir Chayv is good, and if not, I take upon myself to be a Nazir Nadav. Why is this so important? We'll see in the Gemara as we get it. Chaz Rabbi Yehuda, what happens if subsequently she, Baruch Hashem, gave birth to another baby? And he never withdrew his original, he just said, Hareini Nozer Kishia Li Vlad. So the first Vlad, unfortunately, was a nafal situation, a suffix situation. But Baruch Hashem, a year later, she had another baby. And this time it was a viable baby, and there was a bris in the Baruch Hashem. Hundreds of people came. It was a simcha, givaldika, tremendous. Chaz Rabbi Yehuda, Hari Zen Nozer. Then we say that the child is them, not the child. Then the father is a Nazir, because now he had Taka Vlad. So this is the same Tanakama that says, Apila Ishtoi, Einoi Nazir, because he discounts the whole thing and says there was no Vlad at zero. But now there is a Vlad, okay? So now he becomes Nazir from that original Nade Nazir that he made already a year and a half or 2 years ago. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, the first son was a Sophic. I don't know. If the original child that there was a Ben Kayama, Harishan Choiva, then when I took upon myself Naziris at that time, it was a Choiva because the Tanai was Makuyim. The Tanai was if I have a Vlad, and there was a Vlad if that was a Ben Kayama. So then the Rishan was a Choiva, the original Naziris that I, Pravid, that I performed a year ago, was the Naziris Chayva, the Zunadava, and I'm going to take upon myself yet again Naziris at this time, but now it'll be a new case of a new Nadava. In other words, I take upon myself a brand new Naziris, not because of my previous statement, because my previous statement I was Yoitza already. V'emlav, and if it turns out the child was not a Ben Kiyom at the time, so that therefore I didn't have a Kiyom of the Tanai of if this will be a Vlad, because if Chas HaShalom wasn't a Vlad after all, then Arishan Adova, that I was a Nazir a year ago, that was Benediva Salev, that was, I took upon myself at that time in Adova. Vizu, and this one that I'm having now, that Baruch Hashem is a viable kid, this will be a Choyva, this will be Yoitza now, my original Nader, Hareini Nazir, Kishia Ali Vlad. So therefore, I don't have to worry, I'm going to cover all bases. And again, we'll see in the Gemara, why is Reb Shimon saying all of this? Yishokdimar. We started off the Mishnah. If the person said Hareini Nozer Kishye Li Ben, Venoy Li Ben Harizen Nozer. So Timur Hai Ma'ilem Memra. You see that this is again the Loshin Nozer Mishuna, because Igmar should just say Pshita. And in fact, Igmar is going to say that in two lines from now on the next case. But anyway, Hai Ma'ilem, what do you have to say it for? Sechadava Pashit. Evdimar Mishim Seifa. It says in the Seifa that if he took upon himself to be a Nozer Kishia Li Ben Avad of Noil Loi Ben, that he becomes a Nozer, that's a double Poshet. That's no Chiddush. But what is the Chiddush, says the Gemara? The Chiddush is that it says, if Noil Loi Bas Tumtan of Droigen is, then Einoi Nozer Freit Gemara. That's also Pshita. A definition of a Ben is a Ben, is a boy, and not a Bas Tumtan of Droigen is. The Tumtan of Droigen is, you can go and say, perhaps, Sinishas Apshita, because that itself is a suffix, whether it's a Ben or not. However, the Mefarshim say that the assumption is that when a person says, I want to be a Nazir, I take upon myself Naziris, when I have a Ben, he meant a Ben Vadai, not a Ben Sofik. So anything which is a Ben Sofik, now that's not what I had in mind. I meant that, you know, there'll be a Bris in Yat Hashem and everybody will be there, and it'll be a big Simcha, and it'll be a Ben, not a Shaila, something, a Dragon, a Simon. It did have Simon, it didn't have Simon, a double Simon. That's not what he had in mind. It's a Chvaita Pshita. That when he said the word Ben, Lav Dafki meant son, he meant that when, if you will, I'll build a family. Now, where do we get this expression, Likshibana? So both the Toisis and the Rosh bring the pasuk that we have by Rachel, Rachel, the Rachel went over to her husband Yaakov, and she said, Leah's had all these kids, I haven't had any children yet. Here, take Bilha my shivcha, the ibona gam anoichi mimena, and perhaps I will also be built as a result of the fact that you're taking my concurrence, you're taking my competition, you're taking my shivcha. So what do I see from that pasuk? The ibona means a lashon of that I will become, if you will, somewhat of a surrogate mother, but I will also be built through that later. Ah, so therefore, lav dafka, the word ben means son. It means instead that to be bonui, to go and be built. If you want to see, there's a short toisis here, third toisis from the top, like shibana hudika amar, v'loi ben mamish kamar. Maybe he didn't really mean ben. Eloshin binyan, kimoi v'ibana gam anoichi mimena. Obachiai gavna bonui. And therefore, in this case, the word ben doesn't mean son, it means to be built. And therefore, I will build a family.
Offspring or sirens?
Exactly, exactly. Without all the alarms, but yes, the sirens. Is Shita Mao the same with Shibanahu? Dik Omar, maybe that's what he meant. Kamash Mulandalai, no. Our Mishnah, when he said Ben, I'm not saying drushes, I'm not saying remozim, I'm talking about a Ben, a real son. I didn't mean a Bas, I didn't mean a Tumtan Droigenes, I meant a Ben. But Vim Omar Kashili Vlad. And if he said that when I have a Vlad, then I feel noidly bas tumtma droigness, Harry Zenozer again, Pshita. He said a Vlad, a blood means a child. So to my mother same a Vlad the Mekshiv Baini Inchi Bainan, that when you say a Vlad it means a choshiv a Vlad. That comes to exclude. I know some of you will feel offended, particularly if you repeat this Gemara to your lady friends, wives, children, etc., because in the Gemara's times, the Mishnah's times, the assumption was that having a son, okay, he's going to be hopefully a potential leader, he's going to be the one bringing the bread in the home, he's going to be the Talmud Chacham, he's going to be all of the foregoing. Well, Abbas, a daughter, had more of a supporting role at home. Kokuda Bas Melech Panima, she didn't go outside, she didn't go and conduct business, she didn't give shiurim or whatever. Of course, things are today are much different, but at least in the time of Chazal, when a person said Avlad, meant maybe he meant Avlad the Mechshav, Choshav Avlad Beninchi, and therefore I might have thought Babas Tums Androgynous, they don't qualify for this Vlad. Kamash Malon, no, Vlad means literally a child. Baruch Hashem, he had a child, even if the child happens to be a daughter, the child happens to be a tumtum, that makes no difference. A child is a child. Right, Hipila Ishtei Eina Nazir. It says in the Mishnah that after he made the Hareni Nazir Kishieli Vlad, if after that he had a Sofik, he had this Nefil, what's the din? Eina Nazir. Man Ktani Lahu says, this is Rabbi Yehuda Dekrihu. Now who is Rabbi Yehuda Dekri? We mentioned it briefly in the Mishnah, but we have this at more extensively back on Daf Ches Omer Aleph. If you want to turn back to Ches Omer Aleph just for a short moment, because that will be the introduction for the next few lines in the Gemara. That's 8a, Ches Amud Aleph, 8, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Tesanya. It's about 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Tesanya, Hareini Nozer Amanash Yehei Bekri Zeh Meya Koyer. You have a person, a farmer, and apparently he's very proud that this year, Baruch Hashem, he had so much Siyata Deshmaya, he had a record crop of 100 kor. That's a huge amount. Okay, v'halach, and then he went and said to everybody, Rabbi Yisai, people were kind of poo-pooing it. Ah, it probably wasn't 100 kor. Yeah, you're probably exaggerating. Ah, come on, that. It was probably more like 20 kor, 50 kor. No, I'm telling you, I'm in the Nazir. If there's 100 kor, I'm a Nazir. Okay, chaver, let's go on and measure. V'halach, matzoi, shenigna, v'isha, oven. Unfortunately, the whole thing was stolen. Since it was stolen, there's no way now of counting and measuring to see whether there's 100 kor. So what happens now? So we have a machlokes. Reb Shimon says that this person now becomes osir with all the isurei nazir, which means he becomes a nazir. The word osir is a lashon of he is a full fledged nazir. Kusha sofik nazirus lahachmir. Sofik nazirus he kind of be machmir. Hadir aisa. Mashenka Reb Yehuda matish sofik nazirus lahakol. No. Reb Yehuda says he has a kabbalah that when it comes to ilchas nazirus, we have a sofik, we're mekel. Okay, so we have now a machlokes lagabi this sofik. Was there 100 kor? Was there not 100 kor? What does Reb Yehuda say? He is not a nazir. Why is he not a nazir? Mater means he's mater, like you went to a bezin to be mater, but not that you had to go to a bezin. He says it's mutalach. You have nothing to worry about. You're not a nazir. You have a sofik. You are nish. Sofik nazir is lahak. So that's the same Reb Yehuda in our Mishnah. You said Vlad. You're not sure whether this is a Vlad ben Kayoma, not a Vlad ben Kayoma, you know. No, it's a Nefil. Lahaku. Gurish. But Reb Shimon is the one that oyster. Reb Shimon says, Shofik Nazir is Lahachmir. Now, what does that mean that he's oyster? The Gemara there, in fact, says that sometimes a person goes and takes upon himself, if you go right before the Braisa, two lines earlier on Daf Ches, Reb Shimon di Omar Odem Machnes Es Atzmoy Ledover Shesvekei Chomur Mevadai. Sometimes the Sveikis can be worse than the Vadai. How could the Safik be worse than the Vadai? If they would have measured 100 kor, he would be a Nazir. Because it's a Safik, he's a Nazir. So what's the difference between, how is the Safik worse than the Vadai? Right? So the Rosh explains it very nicely, and he says that unfortunately, this fellow is going to have to be a Safik for the rest of his life.
What?
Why? Unless, of course, he goes to a Bezin to be Maternator. But otherwise, why? If there would have been 100 kor, he'd only have to be in Nazir for 30 days and finished. The problem over here is because since I don't know for sure whether he's a real Nazir or not, there's no problem in his not cutting his ear and not drinking wine, etc. for 30 days. That's not a problem. But what is the conclusion of Naziris when you bring your three karbanos? Will he be able to go and bring his three karbanos? No. Why not? Two of them he can bring. An oily shlam is not a problem because he brings them in a double. Exactly.
And if, it's like in perpetual limbo.
Perpetual limbo.
You might do the same lashon, the tanai.
You can't bring a chatos behema al safek.
No, he's saying is, let him go and now say, Rabbi, if it turns out that there was tak 100 kor, we don't know,
then
I'm
nazir
from before. Yeah. But if not, then I'm going to take my... No. So the Rosh, in fact, asks this back on Daf Ches. But let me just take a quick look at the Rosh.
It's opposite the middle wide lines, the second Tosos, the middle wide lines, the first...
Shehei b'krizen me'akor, that's when you're looking at it. Okay, very good. Shkoyach. So... Barry points out that here on Daf Ches Omer Aleph is a toisis in the middle wide lines. Shehei b'kri zeh meyakar. Now, if you look parallel to that in the Rosh, about two lines further down, Odem machnes atzmoy ledover shesveikei chomer mivatei. Tosovar sofik nazires lahachmir. Vafilu bedover shesveikei chomer mivatei. Even if it turns out that the Sofik makes it more chomer, machnes atzmi lechol chaymer Sofik. What do you mean? Going behach masis. Shem vaday kichard lohay megaleach milamid lelamid. The achshav shu Sofik shem maleach yishun kamein megaleach al pamachas. Achas irish. Okay, so now, where do we see you about this case over here with the Masa from the Ar Gemara about the Kri? Maybe he says it a little bit further down. Charbel, achshav medover, and what?
The bird for the wide lines. Rav Shimon Omer, Sefik Nizirus, Ahachmir,
Vachlis. Oh, that's the one we're looking for. Shkoyach. So now skip to the next Rav Shimon. And my Gemara says four lines before the lines all the way in the bottom. The last four narrow lines of the Rosh on Ches Amir Aleph. Everybody have that? Rav Shimon Oyser? Got that? Brother Shai, do you have that?
I'm still searching, but go ahead, because it's a Tarsha Bapeh that we can handle that.
Okay. Shimon, you want me to give you a hand?
No, I'll find it.
Okay, Reb Shimon Oyser, Shesofik Nazirus Lahachmir. That's the new headline. Reb Shimon Oyser, Shesofik Nazirus Lahachmir. Ve'avagav desveikei chomer mivadai, de'ilu hoye boy kuf kor. If there were 100 kor, hoye nazir, umegalech l'shloishim yoyim. Be'achshav ene megalech li oylam, she'ene mevi korban noisav, besofik. He cannot go and bring his feikois. Okay?
Now, for the Shai's question?
Now, the Shai's question is Vitema. He should say now. You could look at it further. He says, there would be such an Eitz, and Afkimin will be if he becomes a Nozer Tommy or not, would be able to bring his Karbonis for Naziris Betom. Okay, Ayin Shah. But the point is, we have a Machloikis there between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and that has ramifications for our Mishnah now. So when we started off the Mishnah at the top of the Ovid, Hey Pila Ishtoi, we're back on Daf Yud Gimel. Hey Pila Ishtoi Einai Nazir. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, since I have a Sofik, was it a Vlad, was it not a Vlad? Sofik Nazir Slahakal, you're off the hook, you're mutter, nothing. According to Reb Shimon, Sofik Nazir Slahachmir. Now, if Reb Shimon really wanted to be a full fledged Sofik Nazir Slahachmir, then he would be Osir forever. Just like the case on Daf Ches, like I'll be the case of the 100 car. Because I don't know whether it was a Vlad Kayama or was it not a Vlad Kayama. It's the Chanefel. Ich weiß nicht. Was it does sein? So therefore, Reb Shimon could hold, if he held like on Daf Ches, that this person would be in limbo forever, meaning that he would have to start his Naziris. He would never be able to finish his Naziris because he can never do Teglachas and bring Karbonis because he's a Sofing Nazir. So what would he have to do? That's why Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, he should go and do this Mamanavshach. Then I'm in Nazir Choyv, then everything is fine. I will be a Nazir Nedova, and therefore at the end of 30 days, Mamanavshach, I'll be able to bring my Kabbonis and do Teglachas, and that's why Brother Shai says why we couldn't do that on Daf Ches, and that's what the Rosh focuses back on Daf Ches. So getting back to our Gemara now, says the Gemara, and it says the Mishnah, Pila Ishte Ein Nazir Man Ketanila, Reb Yehuda decree. Reb Yehuda of the case of the Kree that had the 100 car. Who? Reb Shimon Aymar, Yoimim Hoye Ben Kayom, Ari Nozer, Choyva, Vimav Ari Nozer Nizam. Boimim Erev Abba Mei Ravuna. Harini Nozer Kishiyah Li Ben. Oh, case of our Mishnah. Person made a take upon himself Naziris, if and when he has a son. And Reb Pili Ishtoi, and his wife was Mapil. Now, what did he do at this point? Vihifrish carbon, he was Mafrish a carbon. This carbon that he was Mafrish is at best a Sofik Kedushas Karbonis Naziris, because I don't know if he's going to become a Nazir or not. Well, we have to see now. We're talking about Reb Yehuda, we're talking about Reb Shimon. Okay, Vivish Karb. V'chozer V'yolda, and subsequently, the wife had another baby, the same day or the next day, and therefore they established that this happens to be a twin of the first baby that unfortunately died. Why did it take for the second baby so long? Because apparently the first baby was not sufficiently formed, and therefore that's why the baby perhaps died prematurely. The second said, I got chance, you know, I got time. I'm not nervous, so I'll mitch him, I'll come out. I'm going to hold on. And therefore he came out the same day or day later, and Baruch Hashem, that was Evlad ben Kayyam. Okay, so now, so what's the status now of what? Of the Karbonis Nozir, that person was Mafrish, in between the Nefil and the Leda of the second child. So Timur, you're asking the Shaila, Elie B'deman, who are you asking the Shaila according to? Elie B'deb Shimon, mighty boyle. What is the Shaila? Ha'om Reb Shimon, Sofik Naziris Lahachmir. And so therefore, Avada, that Korban has the Kedusha of a Sofik Naziris. It's a Sofik, whether or not it's a Korban or not, because he might have been, he might not have been. It's not a blank check like Rabbi Yehuda said, Ain't it knows it's Gunish Mit Gunish. It's a Sofik Naziris Lahachmir. Therefore, you have to treat this animal as if it happens to be a Sofik Hegdish, Sofik Korban. That leave Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Sofik Naziris Lahakil, my. What would be the status according to Rabbi Yehuda? Kodosh Eloi Kodosh. Now, what's the Gemara Shaila? Didn't we say in the Mishnah Pila Ishtoi Einoi Nozir? That's true if it's in a vacuum. If there's only one Vlad, and that Vlad died, and then the person said, I'm making these animals into Sofik Kabanois, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not even Sofik, it's Gunish, because you're not a Nozir. Hey, no, no, so you don't have to bring a carbon. What you said, that this should be a chatas, but the oil, but the shlam, is alts kunish. He said it all for purposes of being at the end of the 30 days in the zir, to be mashal. Mister, you're not a nazir. Oh, the whole thing was a mistake, is gunish. The shayla only over here is because since there's a new baby on the scene, and this new baby, Baruch Hashem, is a Vlad ben Kayama, would we say that that is megala, that revealed that the first baby was also a Ben Kayama after all, and it was a real live Vlad, and then Chas V'Shalom had an infection, who knows what it was, and therefore, Neshama went away very, very early. Nevertheless, it was at the time a good Vlad, a viable Vlad, and therefore, Hitaka was a Nazir. So in the normal circumstances, if there wouldn't have been that twin coming on the scene, says Reb Yehuda ain't a Nazir, and therefore that he was Mafresh animals for Naziris, that was Devorim B'Talim. However, now that I see Lemafreya, that there's a second baby, and the second baby, Baruch Hashem, a viable baby, it's crying and making all types of noises, and it's nursing and all the rest. So maybe the first one was also, and so therefore, in the Skal Lemafreya, that those Kabbonis that he was Mafresh, have a din of Afrasha. So what's the din? So Gemara, yes, my nafkamina, why are you asking? Because at the moment, the Gemara is assuming that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Einoi Nazir, so we're not going to bring it for Naziris anyway, so what's your Shaila? Says Gemara, nafkamina, widli gizosei v'lavoid boy. Because if it happens to be a bona fide hegdish, a real live carbon, then you're not allowed to do leisogoyz, v'leisavoid, you're not allowed to work with it, you're not allowed to do giza. So the question is, does it have kedushas carbon or not? So Gemara, teiku, tishbi atatz.
You can be makar of it,
The Suffolk Kedusha.
It's a Suffolk, but he can't. He is not a Nozir according to Yehuda.
Right. But he brings Mafish Karbanos, but so we're not sure whether. So just bring the Karbanos.
How can you bring a Chatas without?
Chatas.
Can't bring Michul Nazar, but since it potentially is a Chatas, then you have a problem. So therefore, what would be the issue? Kizuv Avoida.
So you have to
leave it basically to graze, and
if it has a
moon, it's not chatos mesos.
I don't. He's not going to become a nozir.
There's nothing. It's in limbo.
But you want to get it out of limbo. So if it has a moon,
it's a waste.
If it has a moon, you could be poided, and then you have money. What would you do with that money? Presumably Yamamelech, because of the fact that you can't bring it for carbon. If it's a chattas, you're not sure it's a chattas, it's a suffix chattas. Chattas, ho'oif, you can bring ala suffix, but you can't bring a chattas daim ala suffix.
You can't eat it, though, anyway.
Exactly.
But what about the case, in the case of the tumtum, I'm kind of bothered, because in the case of a bas and a drugginess, a tumtum, you can eventually be clarify, is a boy or a girl. You can do surgery and clarify the simanim. So why is a tumtum...
Maybe if they do surgery 10 years from now...
Then you will be a nazir.
We're assuming that the tumtum were made.
Ziris, the baby's born, the ziris is suspended and pending until 30 days pass, and the child is confirmed as a ben kayam. Okay.
Exactly. Bo'imenei ben rechumi mei abaye. Hareini nozer l'kishehei ben v'shem v'chaveiro v'omer v'olai. Very interesting case. You have two people sitting here together, Yankel and Baruch. Yankel has been desperate to have a baby now for the last 10 years, 20 years, and he says, if and when a Mitzvah I have a son, I'm going to take upon myself Nazirus. Hareini Nazir. The Shema Chaveira and his Chavra is sitting next to him, Baruch sitting next to him. The Amar, he says, V'olai. In other words, basically, me too. He didn't say V'ani, he said V'olai. Now, the question is, what is now then, and let's assume that in fact, Yankel has a baby boy. What happens now vis-a-vis Beryl? Yankel clearly becomes a Nazir, because he said, I'll be a Nazir when I have a boy. Now, Beryl said the same thing, V'olai. Mal adibure mashma. Was he saying that, Yankel, I really feel for you. Nebuch, you've been so many years married, and you haven't had a child. When you have a child, just like you took upon yourself to be a Nazir, I also take upon myself to be a Nozer together with you to show my kinship and my friendship and my Ahava and etc. and to show my Simcha for you. Is that what he meant? Or Yagufi Mashua. Maybe he was saying it about himself. Just like Yanka, when you have a son, you'll be a Nozer. Me too. When I have a son, I'll also be a Nozer. In other words, I also want to take upon myself this Neder Nazirus. Hopefully this will find merit in Hashem's eyes. Just like hopefully you'll have a boy, hopefully I'll have a boy. Obviously, it's Grayson Afkimina, who, when will Beryl become a Nozir when Yankel has a child? Or maybe not. And Imtim Tulim, if you're going to go and be Poishit, Agufe Mashma, that when he said Volai, he meant himself, not Yankel, but he meant when Beryl has a son. What happens, Omar Nozir Kishiheli Ben? Again, the same thing. Vishamu Chaberi Omar Va'ani, instead of the Olai, he said Va'ani. Mahu. A nafshi komar, in other words, like a gufei komar. Does he mean it again himself, just like he said by the olai? Oy demahochi komar, rechim nalach kavaseich. I love you like you love yourself, and just like you're saying that you want to become a nozer when you have a ben, I am saying the same thing that I want to become a nozer when you have a ben. Then why would there be a difference between olai va'ani? So Rosh suggests that olai has more of a sound of the person physically on himself, because he says olai. Normally we think olai means an obligation that rests on me. Fine. Besides, I think Mari always used the expression olai v'al ksefai, on me and on my shoulders. I'm piggybacking. And so therefore, when he is saying olai, that is a stronger sound of when I said olai, I meant me, Beryl. When I, Beryl, have a son. Just like when Yankel has a son, he'll become a nazir. The olai, when I, Beryl, have a son, I'll become a nazir. Vani sounds more like, me too, I'm agreeing with you, with what you said, and because I love you so much, and I want to go and show kinship together with you. And that's how it sounds like. The Rosh Rosh is a little bit cryptic, if you look all the way in the bottom. Not meant as a chas v'shalom make criticism, but he's very short. If you look about three lines from the bottom of the Yom, Im Tim Tzoloimar, right before the wide lines, or agufi, it means me, personally, my guf. To mashma Al gufi, the word olai has that sound of on me, personally, physically. Nozer, kemoshe kibalta olecha, just like you makabal yourself. I makabal me. Vani, now it shouldn't say maher, it should say mahu. This is a printing mistake. Vani mahu. The vani ikka flurushe. You can be mefarish the word vani. Ani doime benedize. I want to be just like you in this neder, that just like you're saying about yourself, I'm also saying about yourself, that if you have a ben, you'll be another, and I'll also be another. So therefore, that's the new shaila. Even if we're poishet v'alai, what's it in vani? And imtim soloiman, if you're going to be poishet both shailas, back to the gemara. Kol bi'antei kesifalei notza, that even the case both of v'alai and vani, he would be embarrassed to go and say Harei Nozer on himself, because here Nebuch Yankel is probably crying at his heart. He's been waiting years and years now to have a son or to have a child, and he says, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you give me a child, I'm going to be on my best behavior for the next 30 days. I'm not going to drink any wine, I'm not going to take any haircuts, I'm not going to eat any grapes, because I'm going to be a Nozer Kodesh. So now, if Beryl has a heart, he's not going to go and say, yeah, and me too, that if I have a son, don't you want to go and show support to Yankel and say, Yankel, you know, I really feel for you. Not only you're going to be a Nozer, to add additional zechusim for you, I'm also going to become a Nozer. It's like, try to give a parallel. If Yankel said, if you give me a son, I'm going to donate $10,000 to a worthy institution, Taim Cheshabbos, or to Yeshiva, or to whatever. And then Beryl says, you know what? I feel for you. Guess what? I'm also going to do the same thing. I'm also going to give $10,000 if you have a son. So, Ksifle Milza, he's embarrassed to go and talk about his own plight, where Nebuch Yankel is pouring out his heart and saying, I want a son, so desperately I take upon myself Naziris. Beryl, it's almost undermining sympathy for Yankel by saying, me too. If you're going to agree to be a Nozer together with Yankel, that's nice. But to go and say, and I'll also be a Nozer if I have a child, come on. To say that somewhere else. You don't have to say it in Yankel's presence. So if that's the way you're going to be poshed it, and therefore both v'alai and vani means that I'm going to join Yankel and his nasiris, what happens? Omar Hareini Nozer gishehei leploini ben v'shama chaveir v'omar v'ani mahu. Now what we're doing is we are switching the background, the format, whatever you like, and we're talking about the person, Yankel, is not even here. Let's not talk about Yankel, let's go and talk about now Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Good. Omar Hareini Nozer. Reuven and Shimon are sitting together in a room, and they say, you know, our Chavra Levi, Nebuch, he's desperate for a son, he hasn't had a son in so many years, he's been married for so many years, oh, we really feel bad. Said Reuven, Hareini Nozer, l'kshehei l'ploini ben. When Levi has a ben, I'm going to become a Nozer. The boy Yishlan, listen to this chus of my taking about myself, the Zeres. Give him a son. And Shimon is sitting with Reuven. You know, Reuven, you're so right. For Omer Vani, and he says, me too. Now the question is, what did he mean, me too? Did he mean, me too? If Levi has a son, I also want to become a Nozer? Just like Reuven, you're being so generous and so gracious, and you want to become a Nozer. If Levi has a son, me too, Shimon, I'll also become a Nozer together with you, Reuven. Or, me amrinin shalei b'fanav anav shekoma. After all, Levi is not present. So it's not as if I'm undermining Levi by going and taking a Nazirus upon myself. Reuven is a nice guy, and he says, if Levi has a son, Reuven will be a Nazir. And says, Shimon, me too, I also need a Yeshua. I haven't had a son for who knows how many years, and if I get a boy, then I'm also going to become a Nazir. I love Levi just like you. Reuven, you can't overemphasize your love for Levi by going and making yourself Nazirus. Me too, I also am going to make myself a Nozer when Levi has a child. And therefore, I'm together with you in this package deal. So, Mora Tiboy, again, that's like Teikun, again, Loshin, Nozer, Mishuna. Tiboy is typically a Yerushalmi Loshin, not a Bavli Loshin. And it's interesting, because in the Yom Ha'avot, we did have a Teikun, and here we have Tiboy. Good. So why Teikun?
It's another manifestation of Mishuna.
Correct, another manifestation of Mishuna. That is correct. Thank you. You know where else we saw Mishuna? In Rashi, this week's parasha, said about Lecha Mishnah. Rashi said, what means Lecha Mishnah? It was Mishuna B'tamoy Uberechoy, that the mon that fell on Friday that they ate on Shabbos had a special taste to it. It was Mishuna and Tam and Reach. Anyway.
We have Yerushalmi Lashem. We have Ariel Yerushalmi here.
So oh, now you know why.
Very appropriate.
Very appropriate. Especially after such a beautiful davening this morning. Zok the Mishnah. Hareini Nozir, the Nozir Kishiyeh Li Ben. This person took upon himself two Nazirism. But here it's going to be very important, the order. Hareini Nozir. I want to be a Nozir, meaning I want to be a Nozir now. Normally you say Hareini Nozir, you become a Nozir instantaneously on the spot. And he says, I want to be a Nozir Kishiyeh Li Ben. In other words, apparently he wanted to have multiple Tzchusim, and therefore he said, Rabbi Yishlam, I'm not going to wait until I have it. First, I take upon myself Nazirus, period. And if I want a mitzvah, I'm going to have a ben, I'm also going to be a nazir. And guess what? His chumunishalah, he started counting his 30 days in Nazirus, v'yachkach noilele ben, and subsequently, a month later, 2 months later, 6 months later, he had another ben, he had a ben, mashlem ishaloi, v'yachkach moinishal benay. Then obviously, finish off your 30 days. Of course, he started his 30 days, he counted it. And then after that, the ben was noilet. Then finds he has his two Nazirus in, 30 and 30. Even, well, we'll see in a moment what happens if the ben is born during the 30 days. That we'll talk about in a moment. But in the meantime, Masha Shloi finishes off the 30 days, V'yachem Mani Shal Benoi, another 30 days. Each time that he finishes the Nazirus, of course, he brings his three Kabbanas, he does Tiglachas, and then he starts the second one, again, 30 days, Kabbanas, Tiglachas, and we're done. Now, what happens if he reversed it? Hareini Nozir, Kishiyeh Li Ben, V'nozir. I want to be a Nozir when I have a son, and I also want to be a Nozir now. So that's the same as he said before, but in reverse order. So he took upon himself the Nazirus for his Ben first, and then the second Nazirus. Now one thing is certain, there's no Ben on the scene now. Maybe there'll be a Ben in 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, 60 days, 9 months, a year. I don't know. But in the meantime, he doesn't have a son, and he said the Nozir. So guess what? Hizchel Moineshaloi. So that second Nazirus is triggered immediately, because he didn't have the Ben, so the first one is not triggered yet. He starts counting his, and guess what happens? The Yachach Nuyudle Ben. And now, in the middle of his first Nazirus, the Ben was born. Mazel Tov! Let's take a simple case. Let's assume that he started his first Nazirus, he counted out 20 days. On the 20th day, Mazel Tov, his wife gives birth to a baby boy. He is so ecstatic. Now what happens? The Nozir that he said, Kishiyeh Li Ben, now becomes triggered. And that he said before the Nozir, the number two. So you know what we're going to do? Meniach Hashaloi, his initial 20-day out of the 30-day Nazirus will be suspended. We're going to go and freeze it, put it in the freezer. We give him credit for the 20 days, but he's not going to continue counting the final 10 days, but rather, Moine Eshel Benoi, he's going to go and count the 30 days for his son. And now, after that 30 days is over, that will be then 50 days from the original time that he took upon himself Nazirus. And and now he's going to be mashlim his original Aziris, the final 10 days.
Does he do tiglachas?
And when he's going to do karbonis and tiglachas, after all 60 days are over. Why only after 60 days? No, not for the answer is yes. Two for one in the sense would be one tiglachas, but two sets of karbonis. Set of karbonis for his sons, and for himself. In other words, for the two Nazirusim that he made, he's going to have to bring two sets of Kabbanis. Why doesn't he bring the sets of Kabbanis and do Tiglachas after the 30 days of his Ben's Nazirus? The reason for that is because he will only leave over 10 days, and for Tiglachas has to have a minimum of 30 days. So therefore, we're just going to postpone the Tiglachas until the final 10 days over. We're also going to postpone bringing the Kabbanis for the Ben, although you could bring it on day 31, but you can also wait. There is no absolute requirement that you bring it. You know, it's reason Magdim in the Mitzvah, yeah. But it's not possible if you bring it 10 days later. So he just waits the next 10 days, and then now he's mashlim both. He's finished off the 30 days for the son. He's finished off the 30 days, 20 plus 10, for his original Nazirus or Nazir. And guess what? At that time, we bring one Tiglachas, three Kabbalas, and we're done. Yeah.
He becomes Tomei. Are those 20 days in the freezers?
That's a lot of discussion. That's why you have the long toys and the long rush about if he becomes Tomei. Let's talk about if he didn't become Tomei. We don't have an issue. Zokti Mara Boi Rava. So Rava asked the following question. It's similar, as you'll see, to our Mishnah. And we're going to have a series of Shailas that's starting today. And we're going to continue on tomorrow, each time, Imtim Tzolayma, Imtim Tzolayma. So we're going to start on the Sugya but we're not going to end it until tomorrow. So boy, Rabbi, Rabbi asked the following shaila: Omar Harini Nozer Li'acha Esrim Yoyim Umeachshav. In other words, it's similar to the second case of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
He says, I want to be a Nozer in 20 days from now, and I also want to be a Nozer from now. But how many days do I want to be from now? So the initial shaila is Umeachshav Meya Yoyim. I take upon myself an Aziris from now for 100 days. Now, ordinarily, normally I would say, if you're talking about if in a vacuum, if you just said, Hareini Nozer Me'achshav Me'ayoyim, then you'd start counting Me'achshav from now, 100 days. There's one impediment over here, because he says, I want to be a Nozer in 20 days from now. And that he said first. So his first legal requirement is to be a Nozer starting in 20 days. How can he possibly start in 20 days if he's going to start counting the Ziris now 100 days? Mahu. In the case of the Mishnah, he didn't know when the baby would be born. Yeah, the doctors can say, we think about the rub, but you never know for sure. So therefore, when he said Kishieli Ben, and the Nazir, there's no problem with Hischel Moine Shaloi. Start counting the second Naziris when he said Nazir. Maybe it'll finish before the Ben will be born. And then I'll bring my Karbonis and Tiglachas on that one, and then when the baby will be born, I'll do the second Naziris. And what happened in the Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, the Ben was born during the 20th day of his first Naziris. Okay, so we had to have 20 plus 30 plus 10. But in this case, there's no way that 100 days are going to be able to be squeezed into 20 days. Is Mal. Kimin dehalein meya bi esrim loy shleiman. There's no way that you can be mashlim all 100 days within the 20 days. Loy chayven. Don't start. Rather, go in 20 days from now. You'll start the normal 30-day Naziris, a regular Naziris. You'll finish it. Teglachas mit kabonis. And then he'll start his 100-day Naziris. Either he said me'achshav. Me'achshav means I take upon myself now the requirement of the me'ayoyim, but I'm not going to start the Naziris for 100 days. Because I can't squeeze 100 days into 20 days. It's impossible. And therefore, l'chaylin, it won't be triggered now. It'll be triggered later. Oidilma, kivin de isle gidl seir libesoif chaylin. Or maybe the svara is it should be like our Mishnah. You do as many days as you can do now. How many days can you do now? 20. 20 days from now, you'll start off your second Naziris, and therefore, you'll put these 20 days suspended in the freezer, hold on to them. Then you'll go and do 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, he'll be able to bring his korbanos. He'll be able to go and do tiglachas, because how many days does he have remaining from his first Naziris?
90.
How many days?
90.
No. So hold on. Are they overlap or they're suspended? He said suspended.
Suspended.
So you had 20 days. He did 20 days.
And how many altogether do we need?
100.
100. 100 minus 20?
80.
80 days. Exactly right. Shkoyach. So now it's unanimous. Everybody agrees 80 days. And so tomorrow, Kimon de Isle Gidl Seir LeBesoif, since there'll be 80 days remaining, that's more than 30 days, so then Chaylin, then it'll be a perfect situation. 20 days is Naziris for the Naziris of the 20 days. I'm sorry, of the 100 days, thank you, of the 100 days. Frozen. Then he'll do his 30-day Naziris because he said, I'm going to become a Nozer in 20 days. And tak on day 20 or 21, he starts 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, Karbonos and Tiglachas, and then he'll continue on the suspended Naziris from 30 days ago, where he already did 20. He'll do another 80 at the end of the 20 plus the 80, the 100 days, and he'll bring again a set of Karbonos and again do Tiglachas. So that's the Shaya. Should he start the 20 days now, and then he'll have a benefit, he'll only have 80 days at the end? Or do you say, no, wait, you know, have this little bit of gedult, a little patience. 20 days, for the next 20 days, you're free, you're not a Nozer at all. Drink as much as you want. Drink as much wine and eat as many grapes and take as many haircuts as you want. In 20 days from now, you'll go start your Naziris of 30 days. Finish it off, and then after that, you'll start your 100 days. So, those are the Shailaf and the Gemara. That's the Shailaf Rava. So, Freiti Marvit Tuboyle, why did Rava immediately jump to the 20 plus the 100 days? Why didn't he ask a normal case of Naziris Mu'etes? What means Naziris Mu'etes? Let him say, Harini Noz Le'acha Esrim Yoim. Like a regular normal Naziris. And you can ask the same Shaila. Mal. Since the 30 days cannot fit within the 20 days, it's impossible 30 days to squeeze into 20 days. So therefore it's only going to start after that other Naziris is finished. Or maybe, given the Isle Gidl Seir Lebesoif, maybe, yes, Chaparayin 20 days now, after that too, 30 days, since there's only going to be 10 days left, so then you're going to go and wait, presumably, for another 20 days, and only at the end are you going to go and do Tiglachas. In other words, Frank Desel B'Shaila, why 20 and 100? Ask the Shem B'Shaila in 20 days plus 30 days. Says Yomar, the truth of the matter is, when Rav opposed the Shaila, Chodem Igoi Chodem Kami Boilei, he in fact posed both Shailas. First he started off with 20-30-day Shaila. Taka, like you just asked, what the Gemara calls that miut, Naziris Mu'etzes, a short Naziris. Short Naziris meaning of 30 days. Now, if you're going to go and be pushed, in Tim Tzulem Naziris Mu'etzes, Kimin Asari Yoimin, Hu Diyaseirin, all you're going to have left after the Naziris of the 30 days, which you're going to start in 20 days, all you're going to have left at the end will be 10 days. Lisalik Lei, so Halena Sora Vadai. Therefore, we're going to assume that he certainly didn't mean to do that. What does it mean? Let's try to get the picture clear. We have over here, we asked the original question of the 20 and the 100. Now we're on to the question of the 20 and the 30. What was the 20 and the 30? He says, I'm going to be a Nazir in 20 days from now. And Harini Nazir Me'achshav, for 30 days. The question is, are we going to go allow him to count the 30 days now? And since he can't finish 30 days in 20 days, at the end of 20 days, we'll put in the freezer. Then he's going to start the next Naziris of the 30 days. At the end of that 30 days, what are we going to say at that time? If you're going to go, if you're going to do a Tiglachas and Sholish Kabonis, then he won't short. Be able to be short on the 30 days.
Right.
But he'll have 10 days left. Okay, so good. So let's just postpone it. Let's not do a Tiglachas at the end of the 30 days of that middle Naziris of the 30 days. I'll bring the Kabonis and tell me I'm a patient type of guy. So we're going to count out another 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, he's going to go and bring, do one Tiglachas, but do two sets of Kabonis. One for the 30 days that he already completed 10 days ago, and one for this new Naziris that he completed, which was 20 days a long time ago, and another 10 days now. So that was the Shailas of the Gemara. So if you're going to be pushed and say, I don't like that idea, because that means we're going to lose out on the Tiglachas, and it means that on the 30-day Naziris, we're going to have to postpone it until after the next 10 days. There are only 10 days left. It's not a full Gittel saying, not so sure. And so therefore, if that's the way you're going to be poshed by Naziris Mu'ataz, now that's the reason why we ask the Shaila by the Naziris Meruba. Because there, don't say, after the 30 days interval, you'll be able to bring all the Kabbalahs, Mita Tiglachas, and you'll still have 80 days left. And therefore, then it would make sense to say, allow for 20 days initially, and leave 80 days for later. So that was the Chod Migoy Chod Kamibayle. First we asked the Shaila of 20 plus the 30. Does it pay to go and start your 30 in the 20 days and only leave over this measly 10 days at the end? And then you're going to have to push off the Glachan, you're going to have to push off the Kabbalah. Is that, so Imtim Tzolomi, if you're going to be pushing, for 10 days, you know, let him wait for 20 days, do a 30-day Naziris, finish it off, and then start again a brand new 30-day Naziris, and it will be beautiful, 30 and 30. If that's the way you're going to be poisoned, now the question is, what's that with 20 and 100? Again, it's Imtim Tzolomi, starting at the top. Imtim Tzolomi, Naziris, Mu'etzes, Kimin Asara, Yoimin, Hu Diyaseirin, all you have left at the end will be 10 days. Le'isalik le'halein Asara. So then, it's a loin tzolnish, the whole 10 business. And it's not sufficient, he doesn't like it, it doesn't look good. However, Vadi Nozer Meya Yoim, but there we have Meya Yoim. Kim the Islay Tamnin Yoim in Libesoif, since you have 80 days left over at the end. Do you say Salka Yoim? Then it's a good idea. Start 20 days now, and you'll finish off 80 days in 30 days from now. Or maybe I lie, or maybe even in such a case. No, don't do it. Wait until you finish your 30 days, and then you start 100 days. They don't make proportions of freezer in 20 and 80. The image of Salem Chayli, Omar, when I'm in another case. Mention to be continued tomorrow.
How good the appearances were worried about.